Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you to a special edition of the Greg Shell Show. Of course, this is Debbie Rutledge's new show. She's making her debut on this beautiful Friday evening all the way out of North Carolina. And her broadcast is called Total Empowerment 8. And she's in the house with us. I want to go ahead and give her a formal welcome. I'm going to go ahead and clap her up because y'all going to hear some powerful words tonight. Yeah. We go way back, and I've been trying to get her on the scene. Now she's on the scene with her own broadcast, and it's an honor to have her on the show. Here she is all the way out of North Carolina. I'm going to let her take the floor after she tells us a little bit about herself, none other than Debbie Rutledge. What's happening? Welcome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Brother Shell. And I just I'd just like to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity through you in order to come and be a part of what is happening now. And to give you a bit about myself, my name is Debbie Rutledge. I am from North Carolina, but I was born and raised in South Carolina. Yes, indeed. And, you know, just journeying through life, I just thank God for every experience that I've had because it has brought me to where I am now. I would not trade anything for the world. And that's enough about me, but truly I'm here on an assignment from the Lord. And I just would like to share with you what the Lord has put in my spirit on this evening, you know, to share with everyone. Okay. And,
well, let's do this. Let's do this. You have the four right now, and y'all, I want y'all to give her a big Greg Shell Show welcome and welcome Miss Debbie Rutledge with her new show that's going to be debuting on whatever day that she chooses to come on. She has the floor right now. It is called Total Empowerment, the number, the Roman numeral 8, and here she is now, and she has the floor. It's your show. Y'all welcome her with a Greg Shell welcome. Let me go ahead and clap her up again. Got the floor, Ms. Rutledge.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started, but I would like to pray before I move forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of a day that we have not seen, but you have graced us to be here, to be able to share, to just be able to be in your presence. And we ask, oh God, that you will allow me to decrease and you increase, that people whose ears are listening, that they would hear you and be encouraged in your spirit, in your heart, and in their minds. And also, we thank you, God, for the healing that's going to take place. We thank you for the restoration that's going to take place. We thank you, God, for people whose heart is going to be turned to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just also, too, would like to make this disclaimer. The word of God is a sure word of prophecy. And we come from 2 Peter 1:19. And we also know that his word is already established in heaven. We cannot change it. It's already established, and it's there forever, for eternity. And that's in Psalms 119:89. And again, we cannot change it. God will not change his word for me. He won't change it for anyone, but he gives us the ability to humble ourselves and to come in alignment with his word. And also, too, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, that means for teaching, for reproof, that means for blame or disapproval, for correction, that means a change that rectifies an error or inaccuracy, and for instruction, That means he will not leave us out there, but he will give us detailed information telling us what we should do in order to please him, how it's to be done. And he is the God who gives us free will. That is a blessing. But yet, if we love him, if we want to live for him, then we will follow what the instructions that he has given us. And it is also to instruction and righteousness, that the man of God, a woman of God, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I pray that that blesses someone, because that's going to lead me into the scripture that he has placed on my heart this evening in order to share. We may not be before you very long, but I'll tell you, the Lord, we just want the Lord to have his way. And we're going to be coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will you hear from heaven. Then everyone will hear from heaven, and he will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Okay, that scripture is so power-packed with so much information. But we're going to start by saying, if my people who are called by his name, that's the name of Jesus, in Acts 4 and 12, it says that is the only name that's given among heaven whereby men must be saved. Amen. There's no other name that is mentioned except by the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God. And also to Philippians 2 and 9, it says, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And also in that, you know, we're going to talk about, we talked about the name of Jesus, right? And so, you know, we're clear on that there is no other name. And, you know, people may come to you with different names or maybe things or ideas of themselves, but we have to realize that if we want to see Jesus, we want our souls to be saved, then it behooves us to believe what the Word of God says and not our own ideas, our opinions, or anyone else's opinions, but the Word of God. And that's why I read before you, you know, that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and that his Word is a sure word of promise, of prophecy. Okay, now, when we talk about the name of Jesus, when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you know, that is a covenant relationship. That's a covenant that's being formed. And a covenant is, in the literal sense, means a binding agreement, a legal contract, okay? And some of you who may have been working in the law field or know about law, you know, there are three parts to that, okay, that contract. But we're talking about covenant. And the first one is there is a consideration. That means you have to even consider, you know, whether or not you want to enter into that contract. And the same way we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, entering in a contract, our covenant with him, we have to count the cost. We have to know that because we've been on one side and we move over to the side of the Lord and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there are going to be a fight. There's going to be challenges. But we have to know that every trouble, everything that we face, the Lord is there to bring us out and through it, okay? And the second part of that contract is an offer. And that means he's offering to us because he died. He shed his blood. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary that we may have the right to eternal life, and that is through him. And so he's offering it to the world, not one group of people, not a people of one culture, but he offered everybody the opportunity to come to him. Amen. And so now the third part of that say, okay, we've counted the cost and we consider what we what the end is going to be, then we have the ability or the opportunity, I should say in this sense, a privilege to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And we can accept him by asking God to forgive us of all of our sins. It doesn't matter what it was, what you've done in the past, what you've done yesterday, or even 15, 20 minutes ago. Once you come to him, the blood of Jesus will cover everything that you have done in the past. As long as you repent, you know, wholeheartedly repent. We're not talking about because you want to get out of trouble repentance. We want to talk about this covenant. This covenant that we can come in or enter in with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we can reign with him in the end, even when we leave this earth. And make no mistake about it, just because we're born into the world doesn't mean that we're going to live in this world forever. Everything that we see by our natural eyes, we've got to know that it's going to disappear. It will disappear. But the only sure thing that we have is knowing that when we leave this world, whether it's by him coming back to take us up out of here, or he comes for us, or we leave this world before then, we've got to know that we can reign with him forever. And I'm not talking about forever as we know it, but I'm talking about forever and ever. And there's something that I just want to share of a story, just to give you an idea of what eternity is. Someone talked about, you know, what is forever. And you can just picture just a dove. And I'm talking about a ball, a metal ball, as large as the world, okay? And every 1,000 years, this dove would come and just brushed the metal ball with its wings, right? And after it brushes the wing, the metal ball with the wing, until this metal ball dissipates, not each, in between each time is 1,000 years. It says, after that metal ball has disappeared with all the time in between, that is when eternity actually begins. Now, if you all know, like I know, that's a long time. And so we want to just make sure that we are prepared. We are ready to go with back with Jesus when he comes. And when we're talking about covenant, I just want to elaborate on that some more. And it derives from the same root word meaning to cut. The culture of the word are sealed and blood. And that's what we just got through talking about. The covenant that we made, or Jesus made for us, was the blood that he shed for us, okay? And also, too, there are 7 covenants in the Bible, which is actually another teaching, but I just want to share this for your hearing right now. And hopefully you have pen and a pad in order you can actually take this down. The first covenant is the Adamic covenant. The second covenant is the Noahic covenant. The third covenant is the Abrahamic covenant. The fourth covenant is the Mosaic covenant. The fifth covenant is the Davidic covenant. The sixth is the New Covenant. And the seventh is the Everlasting covenant. Now, with each covenant, there are 4 elements to each one of those that I have mentioned. And the first element is with each covenant comes promises. The second element are terms. The third covenant is blood, and the fourth is seal. Now, in the Adamic covenant and the Noah covenant, there's redemption was revealed in those covenants, okay? And this is when man was redeemed, I should say. Now, redemption is defined, and this is what Jesus did for us, as the action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil. And that's God's plan. And the action of regaining or gaining possession of something in exchange for payment or clearing a debt. Amen. Now, when I read that, and as I was, studying, that really blessed me. Because, see, God had a plan for us. because he made us. He created us in his likeness and his image. And because Adam was the one that created the separation, caused man to die spiritually, then God had to find a way in order to redeem us back to him. And that is God's will. That is his purpose. And the reason Jesus came, he came to seek and to save those that were lost. Now, I just want to share with you, some people believe that when you're born into the world, you know, you can be a good person. You know, you can do good. But it takes more than that. Because, see, once we come into the world, we were born into sin. So in order to be born again or reborn, we have to be born of the water and the spirit. And when we are born of the spirit, that's when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He forgives us. And that's when all of our sins are eradicated, are removed, and that he will not remember it anymore. And I tell you, that is such a blessing to me because, you know, we think that God doesn't love us. But oftentimes we do things simply because we're out of the will of God. And if we want to know the will of God or what the will of God is, all we need to do is get into the Word of God. Remember now, the Word of God is a sure word of prophecy. He is his Word. His Word is already established. You know, many of us will run to man or want to hear a prophet, but they can err. They can make a mistake. That's why it's safe to stay in the confines of the Word of God. Because when we stand before him, first he's going to see if our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Secondly, he's going to see if we were obedient to his word. And I'm going to say this, and it may shake up a little bit some people, but, you know, that's good because this is what it's about. But just remember, this is a shaking up in the spirit or in the heart of people out of love, because the word of God says, with love and kindness have he drawn man unto him. That's God speaking. And so we can have people who are a prophet, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, or even people who say that they love God. But do you not know that in the Matthews, I'll have to get that book and chapter for you on the next segment, and I will give you that scripture. When they stood before him, and he said, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we cast out demons in your name? Lord, did we not heal the sick? Didn't we do this and that? And the Lord said, I know you not. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And the reason why he said that is because they were doing the works, but they did not have a relationship. They did not honor the covenant. So just because we name the name of Jesus Christ, but we have a charge to keep his word, to live for him, not when people see us, but even when no one sees us, when we're in the confinement of our own personal space, we've got to be right before the Lord. I'm not talking about not sinning physically, but I'm talking about not sinning even in our thoughts and our imagination. Because God sees all of that. Remember, he's a God. He's everywhere. That means he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He has all power in heaven and in earth. And he is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. So just because we think these, you know, of what we do or what we don't do, God sees it all. And I just want to encourage you. And on the next segment, I will complete this because I don't want to run out of time and then not finish it. But I will recap what we've talked about, and we'll move on to the next verses of scripture words in that scripture. And I just want to thank you all for just listening to what thus saith the Lord. Now, second, I just want to remind you, these are not my words. These are the words from the words of the Lord, the one who created us, the one who made us, and the one who provided a plan for us to be saved, to reign, or to live with him forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, God, for the words that came from you, Lord God, on this evening. We thank you, God, for the words that fell on the hearts of men and women and boys and girls. We thank you, Lord, for that person, God, who's been contemplating that they did not have hope, that you didn't love them. We thank you for touching their heart in a special way. Lord, we thank you, God, for allowing your spirit to move on them so that they can feel your love and feel and know that you love them. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the backslider that's coming to you right now in the name of Jesus. You said that you, oh God, you will receive the person who has come to you and turned their backs but want to come again with their whole heart. And we give you glory, Lord God. We give you honor and we give you praise. And we thank you, oh God, for the we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for everyone who's taken part, who's engineering this. In Jesus' name, we pray that you bless them in a special way and bless their families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I turn it over to you now, Mr. Sarah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let me clap you up. Y'all, I'm telling you, you want to tune in. An amazing word. I learned a lot from you tonight, woman of God. Actually, I got my DJ on the line. She want to welcome you to our platform, none other than DJ Prayer.
Okay, wonderful. Praise God.
DJ Prayer.
Yes, sir. Hello there. I just want to say that that was a very good word you brought, and I didn't know it was so many covenants in the Bible, so I can't wait to hear the next session.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I was sitting here trying to write them down. I need to get those other, the first two, Ms. Rutledge, I need to get those first two. I got the Abrahamic, the Mosaic, the new covenant, the everlasting covenant, and I'm missing three.
Okay, you're missing three? Okay, no problem. We can get that for you. And also remember, I'm going to recap also for the individuals who may not have gotten and they would like to have it also, but I'm going to go ahead and get those to you. All right, the first one was the Adamic covenant, which is A-D-A.
What is that?
Adamic. It's like Adam. With the ik,
A-M-I-C.
And the next one is the Noahic covenant. That's Noah with the
Noahic,
N-O-A-H-I-C. Then the third, we have the Abrahamic covenant. We have the Mosaic covenant. We have the Davidic covenant. We have the New Covenant. And the Everlasting Covenant.
Wow.
Amen.
Man, I learned something tonight. Man, look at here. Empowerment 8. Y'all heard it exclusively on the Greg Shell Show platform. This is none other than Debbie. I'm going to call her the woman of God because that's where she is, religion. She got a new TV show that will be coming on our platform too, DJ Prayer. Oh, she didn't get okay. She didn't jump off the line. I just wanted to let the world know you've been listening to the Word of God coming through the Woman of God here on exclusively on the Greg Shell Show platform, none other than the Empowerment 8 show.
Total empowerment.
I know why I want it. But go ahead and put it out there. Man, that was a powerful word, Woman of God. I just wanted to tell you that.
But to God be the glory. Yes, it's the name of the show is Total Empowerment 8, and it was given to me by the Lord. And the reason why he allowed me to know, we're talking about empowering people, but man is made up of three parts, mind, body, and spirit. So we want to address those three areas of a human being. We're spiritual beings. But because we are in this world, we have a body that we need to take care of, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we have, of course, we have the spirit. And then not only that, we have the mind, which is encompasses the will, the thoughts and feelings that people have. And we, all of that has to be addressed. And so that's why it's called total empowerment. And eight stands for new beginning. Once those have been addressed and given direction as to how to take care of each areas of their themselves, you know, by the leading of the Holy Ghost, then the new beginning will begin for each individual area, and this person will begin to be renewed in every area of their lives.
Wow. Well, I'm actually starting my new beginning, and it feels good. Do you have four more minutes left in the show? And if you wanted to share some closing remarks, you have four more minutes. You can go ahead and do that.
Okay. Yes, I do. And we will be coming on, and I'm just grateful for Brother Shell. You know, he's spoken with me, and he's really encouraged me and just really being that individual there to lead me through. And I do believe our relationship was orchestrated by the Lord. This was a divine
relationship.
And we just thank God for what he is doing. Sometimes we think our timing is the time, but God has his timing and purpose. And, you know,
that's right.
I love Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose. And I believe because we're living in the end time, truly living in the end, God has a purpose for each one of us. And it takes all of us coming together for his purpose, his kingdom purpose, to be manifested here on the earth, to reach souls, to help people the way he desires it, us to do, and for us to, for how he wants us to be, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Now, what can we expect on future episodes of the Empowerment 8 show? What can we expect?
Okay, well, mostly it's going to be the Word of God, but we will also be bringing to you how to deal with situations in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies that will definitely heal sickness. I'm not a doctor, but Jesus is the healer. And because
hallelujah,
every prescription that the doctor gives people, it does not remove what that ailment is. But Jesus has a prescription, which is his word. If we will use his word the way he has outlined it in his word, and we apply it, not just one day, but we apply it every day, and then you will see a renewing in our minds, our spirit, our heart, our bodies, and our soul, in Jesus' name.
All right. Well, we got less than 60 seconds left for the show. Y'all have been listening to Total Empowerment 8 exclusively here on The Greg Shell Show. Same station, same time. What day of the week will you be coming on, Ms. Rutledge?
We can go ahead and keep it until Friday evening, if that's
okay.
Okay,
Friday. So from Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m., we want you to keep your station locked right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show #3. And it will be the Empowerment Show hosted by none other than Debbie Rutledge. We want to thank you all for tuning in to another episode. And we want to thank you for the word of God, woman of God. And we'll see you next week, guys.
Amen.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.